And this morning with chapter 8, there is issues using integration. 2024, there is issues. Does the enemy come and attack? Yes, the enemy comes and attack. And how does he do that? I thought we're protected. I thought we're protected as Christians, as believers in Jesus. I thought we were protected. We are. But we're not protected from those things that are like nuisances. It's a nuisance, isn't it? It's a nuisance. And the problem is real. We are kind of bothered by this and bothered by that. And that is a reality. But most of the time, God is teaching us something and we're thinking, oh my gosh, it's so hard. It's an attack. Ah, it's not an attack. God is teaching you something. He is teaching you something. And this morning when I say integration, chapter 8 integration, I hope that you can dig what I'm saying. Because without integrating these things, that irritation becomes sort of the voice that you listen to. And that becomes very dangerous. So let's start. How do I integrate all these chapters into my life? How do I do that? Or even in a day? How do I integrate the Bible? How do I do that? All the scriptures and all into a game plan for to today? That's a good question. First, as you might imagine, that needs to be my priority. It needs to be the priority. And I do it every day to the best of what I know. Now, it didn't used to be that way, but I do it every day now. And the days that I don't do it, they are an exception to the rule. And I present the Lord's work and the Lord's word as best I can. And the Holy Spirit has to fill in the rest. Because I can only give what I have. And what I have, I get every day. Some days are rocking and some days not so much. Psalms 119:2-3, joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil and they walk only in his paths. Let's define the word. Integrate, to integrate, combine into one thing with another so that they become a whole. Oh yeah, dig it. So what do I do with the original blueprint, free fall, line up and wait, Black Forest, God's word, your primary weapon, acceptance, and now chapter 8, integration. That's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, and you need every bit of it. You need your own testimony. You need every word in that book. I need it. You need it. The world needs it. Does everybody think so? Not so much anymore. Is that a problem? It's a big problem. Read these things. Listen to these. Read the scripture every day. Listen to these 50 chapters. Find your own testimony in all of it so that you can share it. Understand the scriptures. Refer to the Bible. Look to commentaries. Feed your mind. Inspire others with your testimony, with what God has done in your life. Don't keep it a secret. Luke 11:34, your eye is the lamp of the body. When your eye is good, your whole body is also full of light. But when it is bad, your body is also full of darkness. Take care then that the light in you is not darkness. If therefore your whole body is full of light, with no part of it in darkness, it will be entirely illuminated as when a lamp shines its light on you. Well, that's a lot of words, isn't it? If you're being good, you look good. If you're taking care of God's business, you look like it. All of it together, I feel it just scratches the surface. All of it just scratches the surface. And God, however, in faith, good things multiply quickly. Dig that. In God, good things multiply quickly. Remember that. James 2:14, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Integrate. When somebody needs help, like impossible help, how can I help if I have little or no committed knowledge of the word and the experience of using it? How can I do that? If I come to church to listen and rest rather than learn, if I come to church to listen and rest rather than learn and reload for the upcoming battle that will surely come, oh yeah, surely come, how can I have works without experience in the word and the direction of the Holy Spirit? Well, folks, I got to try. I got to try to study. I got to try to learn. I got to try to listen. And not just the stuff I want to listen to, the stuff I don't want to listen to. I got to try to read the book every day, even though I don't want to read the book every day. I got to pray about everything, even though I forget to pray about everything. I don't even know how to pray about everything. And then with all my strength, I got to slam into the list that I have been given by God and be grateful for the health that allows me to do so by His grace and mercy. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. How can you be called if you don't listen? How do you even know you're being called? All things known, all things experienced, all things learned, all things prepared in prayer by the book, for God, with God, in God. Can you do that? Really hard to do. Why? Because I don't feel like it. I'm busy. Busy with what? The gifts that He's given me. How can I integrate Him in the gifts He's given me if I don't integrate Him? Well, it's kind of hard. Without integration, there is separation of church and state in my head. Without integration, there is separation of church and state in my head and heart. Should there be? Not for me. The government should stay out of my church. Definitely. Don't tell me when to go to church and when not to go to church. But for me, everything is integrated. My health, my family, my business, my politics, my everything. If there's separation of church and state in my head and heart, it's no good. Madeline Murray O'Hare took on the Supreme Court in the 60s to get prayer out of schools. How's that working out for the prison system, right? Full house. Business is good in the prison system. We've lost our way. What way is that? Deuteronomy 10:12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways and to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Wow, that's kind of, I'm busy today, right? Luke 16:10. If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. Call it like it is when you can't make it to the prayer. Sorry, God, when you can't make it to the book. Sorry, God, I got to get to it later. You got to help me today. I need your help in all things. Without integration of the points in chapter 8, without prayer in the schools, without the teaching of God in American colleges, where might I find myself? Where is the United States today? A president standing on the steps of our Capitol, talking about violations as a way of life, violations of the Bible as a way of life. Matthew 12:30, he who is not with me once and for all on my side is against me, and he who does not unequivocally gather with me scatters. He who does not gather with me scatters. Look, it's a tough gig to do this God thing. But it's a tough gig, this world, without the God thing. It's much better to have a tough road with the God thing than a tough road without the God thing. Search the Bible for answers every day. Read these 50 chapters at least once a week. Come on, you only got one a week, you know? Know the truth. Know the truth. Well, I mean my truth, not know the truth. You know, there's three sides to every story. Your truth, my truth, and the real truth. Yeah, okay, let's just skip all of it and get to the truth. At work, we try and fail, right? Good days and bad days, cash deals, taxes, anger, frustration. Do the job correctly. Remember, there is a God and you are not Him. Do life. Integrate God. Good days, bad days, any days. Good will come someday, perhaps soon. Well, good is here. God is here. The world is a mess. God is not. And if God is in you, you are not a mess. God will come someday, perhaps soon. Now everybody hears that, right? But we've heard it so much, it doesn't quite have the punch it should, right? Don't let that happen to me or you. Rekindle the fear in your heart to be ready. He will come back. Be ready. How do I know this? Be ready, be prepared. Walking is the best you can with the Lord, flawed as we all are. How do I know that you have to be ready? Still giving hell a run for the prize, right? Be ready, prepared, walk. Walking as best as one can with the Lord, flawed as we all are, still giving hell a run for the prize. Be sure How do I know? Scripture has never been wrong historically. Scripture has never been wrong historically. It has called the future perfectly every time. Good to remember when you read this verse, Matthew 24:40. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Kids, prophecy has been correct 100% in the Bible. 100%. Then why do we all look for Nostradamus and what he did? I do not know. We do not want to know. The Bible has the answers, and it has historically since the beginning. Those who run the short game, bamboozling with schemes and nonsense, some even in the name of the Lord. Well, that is the quintessential short game, okay? The quintessential short game is, I got a bamboozling scheme and God's helping me do it. Now, you wouldn't say it like that, but you come up with it. I come up with it, don't I? I come up with a plan. I forget to ask God. I just read David came up with a great plan to move the ark in 1 Chronicles. Yeah, great idea, move the ark, right? He forgot to ask God, and he forgot to consult the scriptures, so they carried it wrong. They carried it incorrectly, and it ended up in the death of a good believer, one who touched the ark when he should not. They forgot to read the book that says, don't touch the ark. And carry it this way, not that way. That was a wake-up call for David. And it was all good. They were doing it in the name of the Lord. Believers do things in the name of the Lord, and it's half-cocked. You ever have a gun? Anybody fire guns? When it's half-cocked, it's a very dangerous weapon. It can go off at any time, blow up, and kill somebody. Well, in 1 Chronicles, it did. A guy named Uzzah. The ark fell from the cart, and he grabbed it. And when he grabbed it, being casual with God is not good. Being casual with bamboozling schemes in the name of God, not good. Proverbs 10:2, ill-gotten treasures have no lasting value, but righteousness delivers from death. What's righteousness? I'm going to talk about that in a second. Ephesians 5:16, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Make the best use of the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Well, wow, all this is really hard, and in a woke world that we're in right now, it just doesn't seem, this is old stuff. Hey, this is back when people didn't, they dressed up in, well, they didn't even have t-shirts and jeans back then. They just dressed up in, you know, sheets and blankets. And No. Make the best use of the time because the days are evil. Don't be foolish. Understand what the will of the Lord is. We would not be in World War III if we followed this. I always say you only have a few minutes left in this life. What are you going to do with yours? Integrate or disintegrate or incinerate? Your choice, right? Free will. The world is losing common sense, disintegrating, a frightening reality of people turning away from God's word. Well, don't you do it. God and all knowledge and wisdom coming from his word, don't let me do it. Watch out for your brothers and sisters. God and all knowledge and wisdom coming from his word. Common sense is not so common, and stupid is just expensive. Oh no, it's also very deadly. Matthew 7:14, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Oh, isn't that sad? I don't know, man. I don't care. Make sure I'm one of it and try to drag my kids there too. Try to drag your kids into it. They don't want to go. The woke world has infected everything. Proverbs 1:24, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. This is scary stuff. Why? Because the road is, it's a narrow gate. To have eternal salvation, you got to think, man. Was I always like this? No. Was God gracious enough to open my eyes? Yeah. Do I just misunderstand the world and what's going on? No, it's in Scripture. Scripture says the world will do this. Right will be wrong and wrong will be right. Lots of people say, I don't like your God. Look, okay, this is the only God there is. Fighting that reality is dumb. I just found out yesterday you're not allowed to use dumb or stupid on Google. They took it out. Can't use dumb or stupid. And many other words. Some of them, well, government, the world is moving in on Christians. Others tell me, oh, I don't like your God. Well, others that aren't so combative say, I think God is this way or that way. He isn't this way or that way. He is what he says he is. But more importantly to all of us, he says what I am. Especially when I'm confused. Best to not be confused about God and ask him to get you out of confused. Revelations 3:16. He says, so I will spit you out of my mouth because you are only warm and not hot or cold. You say, I am rich and have many things. I need nothing. You do not know that you are in trouble and need help. You are poor, you are blind, and you have no clothes to wear. Wake up, sunshine. Come on. Ooh, it's good to be back here with you. Come on. God's the real deal. And everybody that's got a good idea, how can you have a good idea about a divine God? Well, you can't, but until you start seeing this stuff, kids, how scary life can be, and it will be hereafter. It's overwhelming. Only as I broke it down in my notes, studying, understanding, praying, and time, and helping many, many, many people, talking to many, many people, even when I didn't know what I was going to say, going in prayer with the Lord on my heart, chapter 8, integrating, only then did I begin to understand the power of God and the length of eternity, kids. Hey, you know, I got a great example with integration. I use it with non-Christians so they understand what integration is, non-believers, right? Chocolate milk. Chocolate into milk. Like chocolate milk. Isn't it great? Chocolate milk's the best, isn't it? 27 stirs. Voila! Put that Hershey's, whoosh, squirt that Hershey's in there, right? 27 stirs. Or Nestle's Quick back in the old days, but that was powder, right? Still, 27 stirs. Voila! Chocolate milk is great. Integration. Chocolate in the milk. 25 stirs, there's lumps. 28 stirs, waste of time. I want to drink my chocolate milk. 27 is perfect. I am the scientist that figured that out. I worked on that for quite a while. 27 stirs, perfect, all good. Add one drop of cyanide poisoning into the glass, one tiny little drop, and you die. Get it? Sin is like that? Yeah. But sin is like that. It's easy to say all this stuff. The Lord is coming. Be ready. Okay. And every guy on the corner that needs a bath says that, right? You're like, whatever, dude. It's a big deal, man. Sin is like that. Oh, I hear it all over. Sinners repent. Oh, takes the bite out of it, right? Well, don't let it take the bite because mistakes are like that. Sin is like that, yes, but think of it as a mistake. Even the most devout believer can fail the moment. Just by saying, when you go into the bar, it's just one little drink or one little this or that, and I'll just drive home. Disintegration. Such a failure, catastrophic. It can kill you. Think about your kids. The straight and narrow is hard to stay on. It takes a gallant individual to stick to this course. And what do you get for it? God uses you all over the place. And you look like it. You look like it. Your eyes are bright. Your heart is good, even in the worst of times. Deuteronomy 6. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your forehead. Clearly, God does not want you to forget. He's a jealous God and he wants to spend all eternity hanging out with you. Doesn't that sound like a better idea than whatever the hell is going on right now in the world? Jesus, the blood on the cross, life, salvation, sanctification. Do you know what it all means? Do you know? I didn't. I had to learn. What is it? What's sanctification? What's justification? What's it mean? Abraham was made righteous. What's that mean? Righteous. What do you mean he made righteous? Justification, sanctification. What does all these words mean? Do you truly know what these words mean? Do you know what critical profit means? Diminishing returns, tax liability, the difference between margin and profit, cash and accrual? It's funny how we decide what's important to investigate, what's not. Every one of you know maybe a couple, two or three of those words that I just mentioned. But we're out there doing it, man. We're too busy to learn. We got stuff to do. Hey, look, I'm the same way. I'm not mad at you. I'm talking about me. How much information I think I need or how much I think I don't need. I'm the guy that goes through it and decides. That's dangerous, isn't it? If I just read the book, I just get the information. If I will take the information. Everybody wants to be a big shot with little or no time to prepare, right? Keep in mind, kids, I have learned there is only one big shot. Matthew 27:51. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Oh, wow. That's like, wow. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. God saves me from the poison I do to myself if I let him. Operative phrase, if I let him. Is it possible to teach or share, integrate fellowship without believing all of it in its entirety? All of it? All of this? Can you share? Can't you help people if you don't have to believe all of this? I've been through that for years, man. Let's investigate that for a moment. I did. Romans 10:15. How can anyone preach unless they're sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Clearly, God likes the idea of us sharing him with each other. Romans 10:14. How then can they call on the one that they have not believed in? How can I call on a God if I don't believe in him? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? How can we have people believe in God if we don't tell them about it? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them, right? Romans 10:14, big time. That's big time. Not believing is just that, not believing. Believing some of it and not all of it is just not believing. Not profitable in the Lord Jesus Christ is just that. Not profitable. By the way, for all eternity, not profitable. There are no non-believers in hell, kids. Hell is full of believers. They all believe completely and fully. Unfortunately, it's too late. I pray it is never too late for you or I. Integrate the truth, fight for it, yearn desperately for the word, knowing that you are flawed, but his will in all matters covers the bet. Find the time, make the time, do the work. Romans 10:13. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Got a problem? Got a problem with integration? Tell him. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Why would they call? To be convinced of their need of him. How do they call? By responding to him when he calls. Who is that they are to call upon? The one and only true Savior. And who are those who will call? Those who exercise believe unto faith. Chapter 8, Integration 2024. Amen, amen. John, business as usual.